Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Oh, hello, Mexicans. So, today we have Ulrika with us again, which is just such a delight for me. Welcome, Ulrika.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here again.
I'm excited to have you here. I wonder what we will create and discover and what will unfold. And so, Mexicans, allow all things. Wow. Three little words and such a giant topic. I don't know about you, Ulrika, but this ego is not so good at allowing all things. It's getting better, but it's spent a lifetime of fighting all things in some shape, way or form. So Mexicans, can you begin by sharing with us your perspective on allow all things?
To allow all things is to choose peace, to make a conscious choice to feel peaceful. There is, from a human perspective, much going on in the world of form that would seem to be bad or wrong in some way. And to allow what seems to be wrong in the world of form, the ego would say, is to condone the actions of others and therefore the energy becomes tainted by the need to have the world of form be a different way, to have others behave according to its judgment of right and wrong, good and bad. And yet, the world of form is giving the inner being an experience of contrast, light and dark, comfortable and uncomfortable. And the human self is programmed to desire the comfortable and to push away what feels uncomfortable. At the heart of this experience is love or fear. Fear being the absence of love. And therefore, in a world of contrast, in the physical realm, there is the illusion that there can be an absence of Great Spirit's love. From our perspective, there is nowhere in the universe that the Great Spirit is not, and therefore Great Spirit's love exists everywhere, even in those dark situations. What is occurring is an experience of that apparent lack of love. And so the ego would put itself in a position of judging. It would judge a situation that appears to be separate and cut off from Great Spirit's love, and would say that is wrong and it must change. And of course, the human self is powerless to change what occurs in the world of form, because the world of form is an energetic creation. It is an experiential event and is designed to be an adventure for the inner being, an adventure into a different realm where the rules are upside down. Everything in the energetic realm is opposite to what is experienced in the physical realm. And once the human self can appreciate the nature of the experience that it is having, it becomes more possible for the human self to allow what is occurring in its experience, what seems to be occurring, the desire to control is a program that most human egos have. And to allow is to align with your true nature, who you really are, beyond form, the essence of who you really are, that non-physical, infinite expression of Great Spirit, which will, of course, always allow all things, because it understands from a different perspective that everything is energy. Energy is ever changing. And Great Spirit's nature is to create. And to create means that new experiences come to the human self. And to align with the inner being is to welcome every new experience. Every experience, whether it is new or not, is an opportunity to be human, to have that physical perspective, and yet to know yourself, to be that infinite, non-physical expression of Great Spirit in that moment also.
Wow, there's so much stuff in what you said there, Mexicans. So much stuff in a few short minutes. And so I'm just curious, Ulrika, like when you were listening, what were some of the things that jumped out? Like what did it bring up for you?
I noticed that my ego thought, oh, okay then, so if I allow that, I can start manipulating the energy and get what I want. So I think the program of wanting to control is somewhat strong in this ego.
Yeah, there's so many times where I experience the ego saying, oh, yeah, okay, this is how it works. Okay, now how can I use that to get what I want? Which I don't know about you, Eureka, but it doesn't work. Because that's not, for me, it doesn't work because it's not being it. It's still just another version of the ego trying to control.
Yes, absolutely. It's, for me, it's actually something that I already twigged as a teenager when I realized if I do something in order to, you know, kind of to get something, it never worked. If I let something go, then it might come to me. And that's something that I even realized as a teenager, but I didn't quite know, you know, the implications of all of that. But this ego, that's still something that it doesn't, you know, do lightly. I think now that the ego is starting to trust the inner being more, it's more curious kind of how things can unfold. And I think it started trusting more because even the things that at first looked bad turned out to be good in the end and raised awareness, shifted things, you know, created more freedom, you know, connected me more with the inner being. So I think the ego is also starting to see all of those things, so which helps to allow more.
I love that, because in listening to you, what occurs to me is it's really hard to allow all things if you don't have trust in the inner being. Because when I believed that it was just down to me as in the made-up construct that is called Laura Borland, I thought it was my responsibility to change things. And so to allow things, for me, what that brought up is, but if I allow this, it's going to get worse. And I loved what you said, Mexicans, about when the inner being like chooses to come and play in this reality, the rules are upside down. Because I know when I sit with the inner being, if I allow this, will it stick it? No. And if you don't allow it, it will stick it.
Because from an energetic perspective, when you give something energy, whether it is the energy of attachment, needing it, or whether it is the energy of not wanting it, it will have the opposite effect to what the human self is trying to achieve. So through trying to push something away, it will bring it more into form. And the belief that something is needed, so attachment or even addiction, will change the relationship with whatever that aspect is. So the ego can use force in some cases to bring a physical manifestation into its world. And what the ego was hoping for, a feeling of satisfaction, a fulfillment of a desire, will not be there. That physical manifestation that has been forced or manipulated into its physical presence, the energy will be tainted. The energy will not feel easy. Whereas to allow is to invite. And if there is something that the human self would like to experience, to enjoy, if that is created in the energy, if there is a relationship of ease, words to allow it to be there or not. This can be the invitation for that aspect to come into one's human experience and for that relationship to have a sense of ease and peace around it, because there is no attachment and there is no resistance.
As opposed to, and I'm speaking from personal experience, when this ego has forced and manipulated and made something happen, then it's felt like a really hollow victory. Whereas when it feels like something is created in alignment with the inner being, it's joyful, it's fulfilling, it's delicious. From the perspective of the world of form, it could look like it's the same thing, but whether it's created from the ego or the inner being, for me, will create a completely different experience of it.
If I can add, for me, I think when I was listening to you, what I noticed is that when I create from the inner being, I enjoy the journey, and the outcome is just the icing on the cake, right? But it's actually not so important anymore. Whereas when it's the ego, it's very much like the outcome, the result, and then it doesn't give me the satisfaction, and then it's the next thing, but it's kind of exhausting because I don't enjoy the journey. I just want to be there.
Absolutely.
And if you consider your experience of being human as a journey from birth to death, the journey is the reason you came. And to try to get to the destination as quickly as possible is to say energetically, let's get this over with.
Which is the mantra of this ego. Let's get this shit done. And so many of us really have egos. We've been like, there's so many programs about, we want to get there, whatever there means. And of course, it never exists, because even when you get there, inverted commas, then the goalposts just shift. But the thing about, for me, about the practice around allowing all things is that as I've got to know and see this ego more, I can see it's a really, really critical, judgmental ego that's hell-bent on being somewhere else but here. So it wants to fight what is, to get what is. And it's fucking exhausting. And I guess I'm done with that. And what's now beginning to emerge is something that is more peaceful.
And to allow all things is to be in the present moment, fully present, allowing whatever experience the human self is having in the present moment, allowing that to be what is, knowing that there is a new present moment following on, and energy is constantly changing, ever evolving and blending with other energies. And so this present moment, each present moment is unique, will never be experienced in exactly the same way, because it is a unique combination of factors. And so to be in the present moment and to appreciate what there is to appreciate, to know yourself to be who you really are in the present moment, removes the energy of the human self wanting to judge, find fault, and generally criticize itself and others. It is a very different way of experiencing life in form, to be aligned with the energy of allowing. And when, of course, the human self becomes judgmental of others and argues with some aspect of what is occurring in the present moment, this is merely a perspective. And in any moment, you have a choice. Which perspective do you choose? Do you choose to align with the perspective of the ego, which the perspective is based on limited information coming in through the senses, and an alignment with fear and separation? Or does one align with the perspective of the inner being, which is loving and is peaceful and never judges? And you have that choice that you can make. In every single moment, you have a choice. And if you choose peace, then you will allow whatever seems to be occurring in your experience in that moment.
It feels like such a new level to me, even though I think I've heard this before, but understanding more of it with those experiences of just trusting the inner being more shows me kind of the contrast of how it was, because I remember a few years ago when we went to the first ACS training together on the plane, I think on the way back, I kind of, my ego had decided, okay, right, I'm going to accept whatever. And it did make the journey easier, but it was on the level of the ego kind of making me do it. And my ego definitely had a lot of ideas around things that I condone things if I accept them. But now allowing feels like a completely different game of being here, right? It actually feels fun, because before I think I kind of said like, well, I don't have a choice, right? I just have to accept it and then I might be peaceful, great. But it basically means I might have to be okay with having a bit of a shit life, but be fine with it. You know, that's kind of how it felt. And now it feels like, oh, you know, this is really exciting, because it's almost like I see this big pot of energy that constantly gets stirred and you just kind of feel different things the whole time, but it's kind of exciting and magical.
And it is fascinating to learn more about the ego's programs. When you say, I may have a shit life and I have to accept that, I have to allow that to be. And of course, perhaps there is an opportunity for the human self to say, I may have to allow an ecstatic life. I may have to allow a life in form that is beyond my wildest dreams.
Yeah, that's much better. I can see that that's a program, and I'm glad I can see that that's a program now.
Isn't it hilarious how the ego always goes to like the doom scenarios? Like, so fast.
The alignment with fear means that the ego would tend to expect the worst. And there is a retraining that can take place, which is to align with appreciation and to accept that through letting go, perhaps many enjoyable aspects could be experienced, perhaps even beyond what the human self could imagine.
When I was listening to you Mexicans, what was occurring was, allow all things is something that feels much easier to embrace when more aligned with the inner being than the ego. And where that took me was, this could be really hard to hear if you had a lot of challenging things going on, as it felt from the human perspective, or if you just really didn't like your experience in that moment. And as I thought that, I was then reminded of the time where I was living at my parents, because I just got myself really stuck with trying to fix so many aspects of my life, and I was really exhausted and I couldn't see the way out. And in all of that, I started playing a game, which was, how quickly can I turn my energy around? Because of course I had lots of time. And it was amazing when I practiced appreciation, how I was able to do it quicker and quicker. And perhaps from the outside, in fact, it was said to me, well, you're a bit happy. It's like, can you not see what's going on in your life? But I can now see that focusing, shifting my focus, actually lightened up my energy. And in the lightening up my energy, other possibilities began to occur. And so it's back to that, everything is upside down, because the ego would say, I can't possibly sit and appreciate. Can you see what's going on? It's like, I need to sort this shit out. And it's so counterintuitive. Because I'd really tried to sort the shit out and it just kept getting worse. But actually the appreciation thing and the taking responsibility for my energy was what helped it shift.
Because what creates your experience in the world of form is your energy. And so by taking responsibility for your energy, and rather than noticing what feels uncomfortable, to notice what feels more comfortable has an impact on your energy, and your energy changes your experience in the world of form.
For me, this sounds very liberating, and I was thinking, I wondered when people listen to this and they hear, oh, take responsibility for your feelings, that's in our world usually something quite serious, right? Like, yeah. But actually to take responsibility to feel good, and that's the idea, and that's how you're the strongest contribution for others, right? And kind of, and even shift your own world. I think that's so different to what the ego would normally want to do, right? And yet, isn't that awesome? Kind of to get that permission that that's where the focus needs to be.
The human self would say, I want to feel good, but I can't, because of what seems to be occurring in the world of form. What is happening in the world of form is preventing me from feeling good. And this is another example of where the ego is mistaken, because it is not the world of form that is making it feel how it feels. It is how it feels and its alignment and what it is believing about the world of form that is creating it in that way. So to move to the feelings and to take responsibility for feeling better, and there are ways to do that, that the human self can do that, And one very simple way is to find something to appreciate, to give less attention to what it does not want, and more attention to what feels good. And this becomes a practice. It is developing a habit. And of course, as the human self gives more attention and more energy to what feels good, that naturally then changes the experience of the world of form, because you attract into your life more of what you focus your attention on.
I love that. And actually, that's something that there's a podcast with Steph and I all about enjoyment and appreciation. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking that you would like to hear more about that, you'll find it somewhere. You know, the Mexicans, the other thing that's really occurring to me is, and perhaps there's a part two of this conversation, Ulrika, because it feels like this conversation has really been about us allowing all things personally. But it feels like we're living in a world where there's like much going on that many would say we can't allow all things. And it feels like perhaps there's another conversation for us to come back and just explore that with you Mexicans.
Yes, we would be happy with a continuation of the conversation.
So as we draw this conversation to a close, what final words would you have to share with people?
We would suggest that if allowing all things seems like a huge mountain to climb, then begin small. Perhaps the journey to the mountaintop of allowing all things is to allow some things. And so choose some aspect of your experience that does not feel comfortable. Perhaps not something that is hugely significant to the human self. And just practice being less in control, less judgmental, less needing the present moment to be different, and just connect with that energy of allowing and experience the peace that that can bring into the human experience in the present moment.
Thank you, Mexicans. And thank you, Ulrika, for playing.
Thank you. It was fun.
We flow love to you.
Most gratefully received.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.